Okay, so I didn't get to cover this earlier today when this happened because I was working, but on August 25th of 2025, Israeli forces conducted strikes on the Nasser Medical Complex, also known as Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, which is in southern Gaza. And according to multiple reports, this involved a, quote, double tap tactic, which is an initial drone or missile strike, which is then followed up by a second one shortly after. And as you can see, there was a balcony where there were journalists, paramedics, and rescue workers that were on scene in order to assist the wounded and retrieve bodies. And the strikes ended up hitting them, resulting in at least 20 deaths, including 5 journalists, medical staff, and civilians, with dozens more injured. Now, Palestinian health officials and media outlets describe the attack as targeting groups retrieving bodies and providing aid at the hospital, which is the only major functioning medical facility in southern Gaza. And then the Israeli Defense Forces confirmed the operation, but stated it was targeting Hamas infrastructure, specifically a camera on the hospital roof allegedly used for surveillance, and expressed regret for any harm to uninvolved civilians. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, posted this to X, saying, quote, Israel deeply regrets the tragic mishap that occurred today at the Nasser Hospital in Gaza. Israel values the work of journalists, medical staff, and all civilians. The military authorities are conducting a thorough investigation. Our wars with Hamas terrorists, our just goals are defeating Hamas and bringing our hostages home. And a journalist actually asked President Trump today if he heard about it, and this was his response.
Action, sir. The Israelis bombed a hospital in Gaza, killed 20 people, including 5 journalists.
When did this happen?
This happened overnight, today.
I didn't know.
Any reaction to this?
Well, I'm not happy about it. I don't want to see it. At the same time, we have to end that whole nightmare. I'm the one that got the hostages out. I got them out. All of them. Steve Witkoff has been amazing. He's done a great job. But I'm the one that got them all out through my people and through me. And now we're left with probably a little bit less than 20, because I think 1 or 2 are gone. And I said a long time ago, I'm going to get them out. But when we get down to that final 10 or 20, these people aren't going to release them, because they're dead after they release them. So it's a nasty situation. Very nasty, horrible thing.
Now, the initial strike apparently hit around early morning when the Israeli Defense Force struck the upper floors of the hospital, possibly the fourth floor or roof area, like they were saying. There was a camera up there they thought was apparently being used for observing. Reports are suggesting that this hit an exterior staircase or orthopedic department where journalists often gathered for filming. The second hit, there were paramedics, journalists, and civil defense teams that were rushed to the site to rescue the wounded and retrieve bodies. And the second strike hit that group, resulting in numerous fatalities. And it was filmed on camera and live streamed while it was happening. Now, like the Prime Minister said, it's currently under investigation. I guess we'll have to wait and see what the result of that investigation is.